الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استمع بسنته يهتدى بهداه الى يوم الدين اما بعد من بدر انت استحياكم الله في this new session of رياض الصالحين. We are still in the chapter of repentance and today we are with the first hadith of the hadith of this chapter, and it is the hadith number 13 as the sequence of the book, as the order of the book. This hadith is the hadith of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه. قال عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول والله إني أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة. رواه البخاري. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه يفهم في حديث saying that he said I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying I, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask the forgiveness from Allah ta'ala and repent to him more than 70 times each day. Repent to Allah, seek forgiveness more than 70 times each day. Who is doing that? Who is the one doing that? Who is the one said that he is doing that? He used to do Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Repentance, seeking forgiveness is because of the sins. What is the sin that you know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam ever committed? Nothing. So if the person who doesn't have in his records not even one single sin, seek the forgiveness and repent to Allah in each day, more than 70 times, what about us? How many times do we need to seek forgiveness and repent to Allah Ta'ala? And that's why they say that Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه, the narrator of this hadith, used to do every day 12,000 تسبيح. 12,000 تسبيح. Because those companions realized the importance of dhikr and especially the seeking for forgiveness. Seeking for forgiveness can provide you a lot. It can provide you a lot. الله تعالى يقول هذا سورة نوح عند القرآن إن تستغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. الله تعالى يقول هذا نوح عليه السلام told his people seek forgiveness as Allah Ta'ala is all forgiver. Whatsoever sin you have, just seek forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala knew it. Forgive it. Not only that, يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. He, Allah Ta'ala, will send you rain, not at once, heavy, so it destroys your land, farm, house, and it may cause the flood to destroy many things, nor that it be only once a year, so the earth would be very dry, no, but it is midrara, meaning continuously, in a way that does not harm you, but it brings you water. Brings you water to drink, and that is in the river and valleys, and it brings you water for your farm, so you don't go and drop the water and bring it to the farm in this terrace. And not only that, وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And he sustain you and provide you children and wealth. Children and wealth. Look to these two together. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Children and wealth. Many people today are worried of having more children because they are not having much wealth. But look to this. Allah Ta'ala will give you both children and wealth. And once you do a lot of forgiveness, you seek Allah's forgiveness and love, then the children that Allah Ta'ala is going to give you will be obedient to you. Obedient to you. Because these children were given to you just because you seek forgiveness. So this is something very important. Every Muslim needs to seek forgiveness a lot. A lot. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And Allah Ta'ala will provide you gardens and will provide you rivers. Just if you seek forgiveness, Allah. As in the other hadith, hadith number 14 in this book, وعن الأغر بن يسار المزني رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس توبوا إلى الله واستغفروه فإني أتوب في اليوم 100 مرة. رواه مسلم. في حديث البخاري this one by Muslim. In the hadith of Bukhari, it was said that he صلى الله عليه وسلم used to seek forgiveness and revenge and each day more than 70 times. So the minimum is 70 times. But it is more than that. This number, which is extra from 70, is explained in the hadith of Al-Azhar ibn Yasar in Sahih Muslim. He said that Rasulullah said, Rahmukallah. Ya ayyuha an-nas, O mankind, O mankind, tubu ila Allah, repent to Allah, repent to Allah, wastaghfiru and seek His forgiveness of your sins, seek forgiveness from Him. Verily, I repent to Allah Ta'ala in each day 100 times. So there is the meaning of more than 70 times. So each day, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeks forgiveness 100 times. 100 times. Do we do that? I'm afraid that we even do not do even one fourth of this number. It's very necessary for you, a Muslim, to seek the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala in the sunrise and sunset, in the morning and evening. But not only that, but even in every time, all the time. As in the hadith, that whosoever keeps seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala constantly, then Allah Ta'ala will bring him out of every difficulty that he faces. Look, whenever you have a problem, a trouble, Allah will bring you out of it. Whatever you want, no lawyer, nothing. And every word that falls on you to make you worry, Allah will remove it away from you. Allah will remove it away from you. Not to that, Allah will remove it away from you. So seeking forgiveness will provide you many good things.
many good things. And from every illness, Allah will cure you. From every illness, Allah will cure you. What else you want? You pay no money for doctors, for medicines, for operations. But Allah Ta'ala will cure you. Just to say, Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa Jalil. Astaghfirullah wa Jalil. Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. This thing, when you say it, even if you say it when driving, it will not make you lose concentration. Even if you say it when you are walking, it will not make you lose your concentration, your focus. There was a famous pilot flying a jumbo jet over India air, and he had an air crash with an airplane of Kazakhstan early in the 90s. When the black box was taken out, they found in the recordings of the cockpit his saying, when he saw the Kazakhstani aircraft coming close to him, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Think now, how come this person is seeing the death now coming? Could say that. It's not something easy. It is because this person must have this forgiveness, this is for forgiveness, a habit. When I say habit, I mean for practicing, not a habit as not a worship, no worship. But it was his. Then he accepted. So when he saw death coming towards him, he immediately his tongue become normal to say it. If you don't keep doing these dhikr, then it will be difficult for you. It will be difficult for you to say it whenever you need it. So you have to be familiar with it. All the time you say Astaghfirullah. 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 Very simple. Whatsoever language you speak, you still can say it. It's common to you all. Astaghfirullah. Anybody here in this masjid or in the parquet room cannot say Astaghfirullah. Any one of you find it difficult to say Astaghfirullah? Anybody? And you all can say Astaghfirullah. So it is very simple. Very simple. Astaghfirullah. The name is key, saying Astaghfirullah in all our day and night. Whenever we are awake, we say Astaghfirullah. As much as we can. As much as we can. InshaAllah Ta'ala will continue in the next, in the coming Sunday. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته